I figured if we were working hard 3 hours doing chazar in a row in the morning, which is like a lot of time and energy coming to chazar for 2 weeks straight, I figured it'd be a good chance to give it a little bit of a break. You know, I try my best to get pretty central sugyas, pretty important sugyas, these 12 o'clock shiurim. Random topics to break it up a little bit and give a little bit of ideas beyond Shas. So just to give a little bit of background information, the mission in the beginning of Kedushin, right, that there are three ways to perform a Kedushin, you only need one. Either Kesef or Shtar or Bia, you Makash Nation with Kesef, you give her Kesef, and Makash Nation with Shtar, you give her a Shtar that says, Harayan the Kedushishly, you Makash Nation with Bia, sleeping with her and making, and you have to say, you may not have to say, Hashem Kedushin. In any event, those are the three ways of doing Kedushin. The Gemara actually picks up on the fact that the Mishnah writes the number three. Take a look at the Gemara on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. Gemara says, Minyana Duresh Shalemute Mai. You got the Gemara? Minyana Duresh Shalemute Mai. What's the reason why you need three? Minyana Disfeifel Mute Mai. There's a faithful which we didn't discuss. The Mishnah says there's two ways she goes out by herself. One is Nisa Kabbal, and the second is a get. What do you need numbers for? Just anyone who's good at math can count up to three. Anyone who's good at math, but you get to three, one, you know, why do you have to even mention the number? Okay? With Nyan Lareshla Mute Chuppah, it comes to exclude Chuppah. That Chuppah does not work for Kedushin. Well, the Abhuna Dhamma Chuppah Konamakal Vachomer Lamute Mai. And according to Abhuna, who says it does work, so, well, then what does the number come to exclude? Obviously, can't exclude Chuppah. What's the first question to note or be aware of? Be cognizant of the first issue you want to deal with, although we're not going to go into that. What do you find with Machlokes Abhuna versus whoever it is? I don't even know. We'll find out in a second. The sum of the Gemara, one opinion in the Gemara, the standard shot, the majority opinion, probably believe that Chuppah does not work, and Rav Huna believes it does. The truth is, it's not even Sugya on Daf Gimel, it's really Sugya more on Daf Hey. But for the meantime, right now, it's worthwhile to note that there's a machlokes as to whether Chuppah works. Gemara says, Lamute Mai, Lamute Chalipin. According to Rav Huna, what's the number three coming to exclude? Chalipin. What about this regular sheet of the Gemara, the standard opinion, the majority opinion? What do they do with Chalipin? Does it work? Probably not. It's probably, why is it not needed for Lamute Chalipin? I don't know. You follow that? I mean, if one sheet says Lamute Chuppah, and the other sheet says, no, Chuppah works, it's Lamute Chalipin, what is the first sheet to do with Chalipin? Presumably it doesn't work, yet it's not needed Lamute. Is it Pashat that it doesn't work? Why, according to the first sheet, is it Pashat, according to Abhuna, maybe it's not so Pashat? I'm not sure. Worthwhile to think about that, but again, not my topic right now. Gemara says, "Talkadaita chamina." There's a good havamina. How will the gomer kicha misteyafrom? You would have thought that since you learn out kicha from misteyafrom, it's a source, it's a makor for kasa. Ma sade mekani bechalipin afi shanami mekani bechalipin. Chalipin does work for a sade. If let's say Dubin looks at my little suder, my handkerchief, and picks it up, I get his sade, I get his house, I get his land, I get his karka. So if it works for karka, maybe because of the Zereshav, you can learn it out just like it works for Karka, for Steyafron, so too it would work for Chalipin as well. Then the Gemara says, the Eima Hachinam, maybe really Eina Chinam, it should work. Chalipin should have to work. In other words, the Havamina is so good that it should actually be a Maskana. Chalipin should work for a Kedushin. My response, Chalipin is new the Pachas of Shemaputa. The Isha of Parchos and Sheraputa, lo matna nafsha. Figure out exactly what that means. Let's just read it again. Ve'ema hachinami, maybe Tapia should work. Chalipin is the Parchos and Sheraputa. Chalipin works with less than Sheraputa. In other words, if I want to be matna a, if I want to be kona, Parchos and Sheraputa of Dubin's land, I can do a Kinyan Chalipin for it. But the Isha of Parchos and Sheraputa, lo matna nafsha. She will not be matna herself over with. Take a look at Rashi. Give me a mask, on the top of that Gimel and Beis. Lo Machin Nafsha, Rashi, right? Who wants to read the Rashi? Get Shmuel.
The
Gennai. The Gennai, it's the Gennai. Why is she not mocking herself over? Yeah, it's graceful, it's too cheap, it's the Gennai, it's inappropriate. And therefore, she's not going to be there for Gehad Hilkach.
But the Lord for a Chalipin.
Therefore, Chalipin in its entirety, the enterprise of Chalipin, doesn't work. Exactly. In other words, if you give her a chalipin of, I don't know, a kli that she has the safe, which has the safe clearly with the shevaputa, or with the shirt, whatever it is, it's no good. Add the yavla b'taris lashin kenyan of bichal kedushin. So the exact act could work if it's a different halachic mechanism, but chalipin doesn't work. So far, so good. You got the Rashi? What major issues did you raise on Rashi? What are the problems with Rashi? What conclusions should you draw from Rashi? What comments are worthwhile to make on this Rashi? Read the Rashi again. Let's see what's worthwhile to pull out of this Rashi. Number one is it's a Ganadu. That's an interesting sheet. That already is like a head for something like that. In other words, why does Pax Misharputa not work? In other words,
if it was one of them, it's not a Ganadu, then it should work. The whole point is a Ganadu, and even in the case of Khalid, when it's not a Ganadu, it should work.
Yeah, I would have taken a step back before that. Number one is, let's say it's not a Ganadu, and it is Pax Misharputa. Let's say she says, I have a very low standard. Look at the guy I'm marrying. You know, the Angus Mamish, a loser. He gives me talks about roots, but you want to know what? I'm interested in a low standard because I myself have no confidence. Let's say she's not as clear. I don't know, whatever the case is. I don't mind that talking to roots. I'm not marrying for the money, I'm marrying for the guy. That's the answer. So if he gives her a nickel, you know, then you'll go kubai, but if it's a half a penny, it's not a kubai. She says, I don't care about the money. Would it work according to Rashi? I don't know. The whole reason why it doesn't work is because it's a Ganai. Let's say she swears it's not a Ganai. Interesting question. Mistamani answers no, we'll have to think about it. Number one. Number two is what Shmuel was picking up on, which is, and just because Pachos Mishavaputa is the Ganai, therefore what? Therefore all the whole institution of Chalipin doesn't work? That's surprising. Certainly if it's more than a Shavaputa, it's not a Ganai. And I know with certainty there can be distinctions between more than Shevapruta and less than Shevapruta in one halachic enterprise, in one halachic entity. Just because Chalipin doesn't work with Shevapruta doesn't automatically. Rashi's question is, Hilkach Batalei L'Toras Chalipin, why should that Hilkach be true? For example, Kinyin Kesef, does Pachim Shevapruta work? No. He has to be Shevapruta to Nikai Shanisha with Kesef. But more than a pruta does work, why shouldn't one say, just like kesef, pach b'shem pruta is batalei l'toras kesef, so for all the kesef doesn't work. Manishtana chalipin from kesef. Why is it that chalipin, because pach b'shem pruta works for a kinyan chalipin, yet it's a ganai, so therefore automatically the whole institution of kedush, of chalipin for kedushin falls aside, yet by kesef, less than a shevapruta, in fact, doesn't work either, but more than a shevapruta does work, and the whole institution, the whole enterprise of kesef doesn't crumble away, doesn't fall apart like it does by chalipin. Well, that's your second question, right? Excellent. Those are the two major questions I had with Rashi. Two major issues to point out of Rashi. Yeah?
He says, the Torah is talking to him, what does it mean, chalipin and kesef?
It's a fair point. And then Rashi has his last line, which is, although the act of giving the woman money, I'm sorry, of giving the woman a kli, is a legitimate act, not if it's in the realm of chalipin, but if it does work, if it's b'toras kinyan, or ticha, or kedushin. Ticha and kedushin are pretty straightforward. They mean the same thing. What does kinyan mean? Presumably it means a kinyan that does work opposed to chalipin. Maybe kinyan kesef, I assume so. In other words, but it does not mean as chalipin. Okay. Therefore, to get back and figure out with the Pshat and Rashi, if we didn't have enough trouble with Rashi, so Tosfos is going to start firing away at Rashi as well. Some of the kashas, the ones we mentioned, some of the ones we didn't mention. Why he doesn't answer the ones we didn't mention is something worthwhile thinking about, but not for right now. Let's do the kashas first. V'isha b'tochas m'shem v'pruta lo mat v'nafsha. See this big Tosfos comes up, give him an olive, let's take what's the Tosfos. Kasha number one, perish b'kuntres. Mishum diganahu la hilkach bata la taras chalipin b'kedushin v'afilu b'kli sheish b'shem v'puta yavla b'taras chalipin, etc., etc. It would work. Or, I'm sorry, yavla b'taras chalipin and ad v'yad la, etc., etc. The kash of the bit of time, second line down. See where I am? Here comes the bit of time kash. Kash of the bit of time. Take a look at the what's Tosafot's first kasha? Im came pashta yad the kibla tis kaddish bish pach mishavuta. New, what's Tosafot's kasha? Not exactly. If she accepts it and says, hey, I'm not so mock, but I don't really care. I don't mind taking amounts of money, you know, that's less than Sharputa. I'm totally fine with marrying a pauper. It's only about marrying someone who's so stingy and giving less than Sharputa. I'm legitimate. If it's only about Gennai, then what? It should have to work. That was our first kasha. So that's exactly that kasha. It should work. The oath. Here comes kasha number two. Since the reason that, according to Rashi, why you need a shevruta is for Khalifa, because of Gennai Hula, him came. Amailo parch bigamara binte de rabiane de kapdu anavshai hula makachi pachos misrakva de dinri. Kihechi de parch lakaman amilta de beishama. I'm going to be back at information before I explain this kash. Here comes kash number six. First, back information. The Mishnah actually spells out that there are three forms of kedusha tachshar. The end of the Mishnah, asymmetrically, why that's the case for the second, discusses tachshar in more detail than other forms. It doesn't tell you how to do shtar or what a shtar is. It doesn't tell you how to do what it is. It does tell you, however, what kesef is, and it's a machlokas hilul and shami, how much kesef you need in order to trigger chalos kedusha. According to hilul, it's a sheva puta. According to beishamai, it's a dinar. The Gemara there is discussing Beishamai's opinion, says that the dinar sounds like it's something, right? Sounds like it's something subjective. It's how much she's mapped on it. It is the Hakkadah Tolya Milsa. It depends upon how much she wants the money. In other words, would she wouldn't settle for less than a dinar. That's the Svara 4 base, Shammai. And there the Gemara attacks and says, hey, wait up, not everyone has the same standard of dinar. There's the Binte de Rav Yanai, they have their own standards. So, ask Tosfos, now that we have that Gemara in the back of our mind, when it is totally off, when the Gemara does say, Hakkadah Tolei Milsa, if it would have been totally in Hakkadah, like Beishamai, for example, the Gemara attacks that line of reasoning from the story of Binte de Rav Yanai, Rav Yanai's daughters. I guess they were like the East Side girls, you know what I mean? Like they're not interested in less amounts of money, they want a more substantial amount of kedushin. If that's the case, why doesn't the Gemara ask it even over here when the Gemara discusses the Hakkadah issue as well? Why does the Gemara skip over this? Why does the Gemara not ask on the first Gemara about Hakkadah issues? Why does it only ask on the Gemara in Daf Yud Aleph about Hakkadah issues? Indicative, says Tosis, doesn't say this far, but this would imply, and we'll pull out of Tosis and see in a second it's true, that this might not be an issue of Hakkadah. But his question is, if it is a Hakkadah issue like Rashi says, so why does the Gemara not attack it like it does attack the other Hakkadah Gemara? Kasha number three. V'od kasha came on the Salka Daika Kashta the Migmar Kinyani Isha Mikinyani Sadin Kain Isha Nami Tikni Bechazaka Kimo Sadin. Tosfos points out that if we're really had a Havamin of learning Ticha Ticha Misteyepo, if we're really learning out whatever works from a sada also works for an isha, so why does the Gemara does go now kesef, that I understand. The Gemara said maybe we should learn a chalipin, but what about chazaka? There's such a thing as a kinyan chazaka, and a chazaka presumably should work for an isha as well. After all, there really is a kizera shava kicha kicha mistayefo. Kasha number three. There's a side point which is an interesting theory. I once had a theory. I think I'm not the only one with it. I wonder, you know, Derech Agav, bone point. How do you mekadesh nisha, kesef, shtar, and bia? How do you bekone a land? Kesef, shtar, and chazaka. Right away, what do you notice? That kesef and shtar are the same. I was wondering if maybe bia is to a woman as to what chazaka is to a land. In other words, I wonder if there really are three parts. parallel tracks. Ketz is the same. Shtar is the same. Haigadu a chazaka to woman. Chazaka means using her in a way you own her, or something like that. And it could be Bia would just be the best form of that, or some type of way of saying something like that. Tosis clearly does not learn that way, because Tosis believes that chazaka does not work for Isha, and clearly Bia does. Tosis believes they're different things. Again, it's not my point, but just if anyone had that theory that Kesef Shtar and Bia were parallel to Kesef Shtar and Chazaka, it could be it's true, but at least not in Tosfos. Tosfos seems to reject that theory. Then Tosfos asks Kasha number 4. V'o de la kaman on that hay, boy, bigimara bishtar minala, who my boy, ligmar misade. Similarly to question number 3 is question 4. If there really is a gderishava from ticha ticha misdayakha, so just like Shtar works for Asada, it should also work for Kiddushin. Why do you have to come up with a different source? Why are you even asking the question? We know the Kicha Kicha Mistayafron. Why do we even ask the question? And even answer with a different answer, a different source for Shtar, why not learn it out? Kicha Kicha Mistayafron. These are Tosfos' 4 kashas. The first two focus more upon the Hakpada issue. Question number 1 being, if she wants to be, if she just wants to not be mocked, is she going to take it, number 1? And number 2, if it really were, and therefore it says Tosfos, it's not a hakpad issue, the implication being. And implication number 2 is, if it is a hakpad issue, why don't we ask the kashya, then we ask the interrupt, when we discuss other hakpad issues. Questions 1 and 2 attack the hakpad element of it. Questions 3 and 4 attack the, maybe the Gemara itself, exactly, you'll see, it's actually how Rashi reads the Gemara, but you wouldn't know it just now. But if it's really true that Chalipin, if it's really true that Chalipin is actually trying to be learned out, well then what about Shtar and Chazaka, indicative of the fact that maybe Chalipin is not actually being learned out, and we can figure out how to solve that problem. Let's continue with those. Clear, good so far? You with me, Tate? You good? You following? Yeah? Tate, you good? Excellent. Shmuel? Isha, you good? Yeah? Okay. Lakach nira l'abedikam. Digaret bipachos mishevapruta lo makna v'lo garis nafsha. What did Beit HaMikdash do right there? Changes the girsa. What did he take out? What did he change? What did he do? No, you guys can say it. This is something you should be able to pull out. You with me? Lakach, 5 lines down. Lakach near the Beit HaMikdash. Digarsina the pachas mishevapruta lo makna v'lo garis nafsha. What did he take out? The word nafsha. In other words, when the Gemara had read, it said, Isha Pavshefuta lo makna, lo makanya, not without the word nafsha. He changes the girsa. What does that do? The lo bikpeda tolia milsa. It doesn't depend upon her hakpada. In other words, if the Gemara's girsa is lo makna nafsha, it sounds like it depends upon her hakpada, if she wants to or not. However, it's lo makna. It doesn't sound like subjectively she doesn't want to, but rather objectively, it doesn't work. Categorically, it doesn't work. We'll have to see why. Ella high timer, why not? Mishim de gummer kicha misdayafron. Dichsiv bei keseth. Ube pachos mishemaputa lo mikre keseth. Why doesn't pachos mishemaputa work? Because it's not halachic keseth. What is the halachic definition of keseth? Shavaputa. Less than Shevaputa is not halachic kesef. Therefore, why does Beis Shama, I'm sorry, why does Beis Hillel mandate Shevaputa? Because what really does he mandate? Kesef. It's not that he mandates something and it's Kalian Hakpada. According to Rashi, why does Beis Hillel need a Shevaputa? Because that's what she's willing to accept, and no less. It's the Hakpada Kalian. According to Tosfos, why do we need a Shevaputa? Objectively, that's the definition of money. Or in other words, why do you need a Shevaputa? Is it subjective or objective? That's not what Rashi tells us. According to Rashi, subjectively, she would never be makna nafsha with less than that. According to Tosfos, it's that Pachas Shevaputa is lo makna. It doesn't work. Removing the word nafsha. Okay, we'll clarify everything in the larger picture in a minute, but that's worthwhile to recognize right here why Shevaputa seemingly doesn't work. Let's read a little more. Just one more line of Tosfos. Try best to see how Tosfos reads the Gemara, we'll try best to put everything into proper perspective. Now Tosfos is going to go back and read the Gemara. The Maksha had asked Tchila. First one is Tosfos is Shik Shet Wasi Tchila. Ve'ema hachinami, maybe it does work. V'shtar v'chazak alo hikshet. The Gemara never had a havamina that shtar and chazaka were learned out of Gzeira Shava. That never entered on our mind. We never thought that shtar and chazaka came out of the Gzeira Shava. Kicha kicha mistayachon. The habshita the lo gamrina kicha lasos isha kikol in yani sadeh. You know, you misunderstood the half. You misunderstood the Gzeira Shava. It's not all types of kinyan that work for a field also work for nisha. That's not what the Gemara meant. Rather, ulahachni by lan lekaman, and therefore we can ask later on bishtami nala the logam minan mitzadeh ela lekesef dafka dichtiv veikicha. The Gzeira Shava taught us dafka kesef, because only by kesef does it say kicha. By shtar and by shtar and by kazaka, doesn't say ticha. No such Gzeira Shava. V'lo parch michalip, and ela mishum, the havi ke'ein kesef to crush yesh v'hem sheva puta. V'hachi perushah. Why did the Gemara think that chalipin could fall under the category of kesef, i.e. could be learned from the Gzeira Shava, while shtar and kazaka did not? Because chalipin is Kain Kesef, it's similar. And here's how the Gemara reads, Mahachi Perusha. Ve'em ahachi nami shitik ne'isha v'chalipin, kishyesh bo sam chalipin shavapruta, kain kesef dekra, tfei mishtar shiesh bo shavapruta, de'en utzarach shiesh shavashtar pruta, because I'm going to begin to cuss while he's story, I know a kasher, about chalipin shavapruta, dumi de kesef. It should work. In other words, ve'em ahachi nami, the Gemara had asked, maybe one should allow for a chalipin to work because it is similar to kesef. Umishani chalipin is simfak shavruta. Vimkein eno mitam kesef elikinyan acharhu. The Gemara's question is, maybe chalipin should operate just as kesef operates. What's the Gemara's answer? Hang on. No, chalipin is different. Or in other words, the Gemara asks, let's just review the stage of the Gemara. Minyan al-Reish, Mudemai, maybe Chopa, or the Buna can't be Chopa. Maybe it comes to exclude Chalipin. This is what it comes to exclude, that Chalipin doesn't work. That Chalipin is not good enough for a Chalipin. Then the Gemara says, what's the Havamina? The Havamina is about Kicha, Kicha, Mishtayatro. Where does the national line up? We'll call this stage one of the Havamina, stage two, match one. Stage three is Vema. Hachmi Nami. Maybe it should work. The Gemara answers no, because he should have thought. Hang on one second. The Gemara answers. Isha, Istum Bakh Shudra, Isha Bakh Shudra, Lo Bakh Shudra, Lo Bakh Shudra. The Gemara gives a parrot. Not the right to oppress the fourth, but 8 lines with 10 words. According to Rashi, Be'ema Hachinami means what? Maybe Chalipin should work. Because it's a good Kenyan. What's the answer according to Rashi? Why did the parents say no? Because what?
She won't accept
it. It's a Gana'i. Exactly. She won't accept it. Gana'i Hula. Subjectively, she's never going to pay. According to Tosfos, let's read the statement of the Gemara. Kicha kicha misteyafron never apply to stuff like shtar and chazaka. What did it apply to? Kesef. Kamash no. But hey, wait up. Maybe chalipin is kesef. The answer is what? Not that it's a gnai, but rather what? Chalipin is a kinyan acher. Or in other words, chalipin is what? Different from. What's the difference between how Rashi read the Gemara versus Tosfos? According to Rashi, what is stage four? What is the answer doing? Versus what Tosfos is doing. Well, here's a big chance. Why in it? Yeah?
Progressively, like a woman like you, like not good, like not
what's the Gemara doing? Watch. Here the Gemara suggesting a Havamina. Maybe there's not. Where's the Havamina? Kicha kicha. The Gemara rejects without an explanation. The Gemara stage three says, what's the reason for it? Or why? Why not? What's the Gemara doing in stage four? How would you categorize the answer? According to Rashi, what's the Gemara doing? Giving me a reason why not. According to Tosfos, what's the Gemara doing? It's not giving me a reason why not. It's proving to me why it doesn't work. I don't know the reason why. The reason why is because there's no source. According to Rashi, the Gemara is actually giving the egg. According to Tosfos, it's a sin. According to Rashi, the Gemara is telling me the reason why Kiddushin doesn't work if you do Chalitza, the reason why Chalitza doesn't work for Kiddushin is because it's a Ginai. This is the reason why. According to Tosfos, the Gemara is not telling me the reason why. It's proving that it doesn't work. Because only Kesef works, and I'll prove to you that Chalitza is not Kesef. What's the proof? What did the Gemara say? Pachos Mishever Pruta. Because does Kesef work with Pachos Mishever Pruta? No, because it's not Nichlel Kesef. Does Chalitza work with Pachos Mishever Pruta? Yes. What do you see? It's not a opinion of Kesef. It's an independent halachic entity. It's an independent halachic entity. And therefore, as you see according to Tosfos, the Gemara just depends on how to read the Gemara. The Gemara is doing something different. And it's methodological. Anytime I ask you, should this work, your answer could be, I'll explain to you why it doesn't, or I can prove to you that it doesn't. If you want to convince me it doesn't, either explain to me or prove to me, don't just say it. Which one is the Gemara doing here? It's not focused on the focus. And the difference is, not this is conceptually how to classify what the Gemara is doing, the textual difference is the word nafsha or not. According to Rashi, it's subjective. I'm explaining to you why should I do one. Lo matna or lo makanya nafsha. According to Tosfos, objectively, it can't work because why? It's not halakhic. Therefore, point number one is just how to read the Gemara. Not lo makanya. Point 1b would be whether or not there's a girsa of nafsha. There's a major difference between. Let's just make a list of things we still want to do before we finish the sugya, and then I'll take everyone's questions. One issue is I want to answer up all the questions that we had asked on Rashi. We didn't get a chance to finish all those questions. We posted and answered a bunch of questions. The ones we asked, I guess, moved towards his mahalo. He built a beautiful mahalo before the sugya. We'll have to figure out how to answer these questions on Rashi. And what would be, what's behind this mahalo is Rashi post, folks. What exactly does Rashi hold about this? Why doesn't Rashi learn this right? What about this model of Rashi not like? It could be. Why does the Gemara go race in Nafsha or not go race in Nafsha? In other words, what conceptual model does Rashi have, if not this one? At the end of the day, the Gemara needs an X or Y, but if it's far for it could be Rashi didn't see both options in front of him. It's possible. But at least, in other words, the Gemara itself could have said anything, and the Gemara chose to say that. So what's as far as Rashi, I'll say a little bit. There's another little point that came out. May or may not be relevant to the book, just to point that as well. Good. You want to walk up there? Hang on. What else? Is there anything else that I'd want to make sure that if I was running this book on my own, I would put together right now? There is a little point which is maybe connected, maybe not. We don't have to have, in other words, if I were in your shoes, I wouldn't necessarily know if it's connected or not. But Post had a big finish, which was, why does Pachos Mishever Pruta not work? According to Rashi, why doesn't it work? Now, Kesef, it's Ginnan. Later, according to Post, why not? That's worthwhile to think about. We'll get back to that machlok in a second as to what Pachos Mishever Pruta Rashi Tosfos. Let's see exactly, is it a separate machlok to how to read the Gemara? Is it linked to it? Let's figure that out exactly. What is the Pachos Mishever Pruta? And number two is what the Gemara is doing here in stage number four. Again, it could be linked. It'd be really nice if they are linked, but right now we're just kind of lining up what occurred, but not getting any deeper than that. Anything else I want to pull out of this thing? I think I'm good. Come back in. Yeah, there's another little point which maybe worthwhile point to make, which is, according to Tosfos, what's the relationship between Kinyan Chalitza and between Kinyan Kesef? According to Tosfos, what's the relationship? The half mean that they are parallel. While the maskana are different. Right? The half mean was Maybe it should work. Even though shtarik and chazakah don't work, chalipah is a type of chesed that should work. Well, the answer is I can prove to you it's different. Tosfos believes that chalipah at the end of the day is different from chesed. According to Rashi, well, I'm not sure necessarily what to think about it. According to Rashi, I'm not sure exactly how Rashi was. Well, it could be, I'll have to say, well, we'll think about it a little bit. Exactly how, maybe I don't know anything about it. Maybe I know a lot about it. Okay, questions? Yeah?
What's the happening of Tosha said that Chalipah is chesed?
Probably.
Asking, just throwing a question down the air.
I mean, what's the truth is, it may depend a little bit on how chesed works and how Chalipah works, but, you know, I guess I'll, but the assumption is they work the same way. I'll try to ask leave it vague for now, but I hope it's clear enough to answer. That would be big. I'll try. Maybe without giving it to the division, I hope it's smart and has that. I think technically, in general, maybe. Well, it could be like this. How does chesed work? I give you something worth value, and halakhic for your object becomes mine. So to chalipah, I give you something that has halakhic value, food or whatever it is, and halakhically your object becomes mine. Meaning a shtar, what? Yeah, chalipah is an exchange that you have. Chalipah is bartering. It's an exchange between two objects. Kesef is an exchange between one object and money. While shtar, for example, is way off. Shtar is even more off. They're not like really bartering. What does it mean bartering two objects is bartering money? That's basically this bar, right now. Yeah, something?
Yeah.
Well, the question is according to Tosfos. Your question is really according to Tosfos, but it was the point is, I mean, the answer is, according to Rashi, the question is up again. According to Tosfos, chalipah is different from kesef. The only source I had that chalipah worked was that it would be kesef. So, in order for a kinyan to work, you need a source. In order for a kinyan to work for kedusha, you need a source. What's the source for shtar? Good question. Look at the Gemara later on. What's the source for bia? Good question. You have to talk to the Gemara later on. What's the source for kesef? Kichachicha. So in other words, we never thought the other one was a kichachicha, but chalipah apparently did. How does that make sense? The answer is no, folks, because chalipah fundamentally is the same thing as kesef. They work the same way. The answer is no, it's not. It's different. And therefore, all I need is a proof that it's not the same. I don't need a reason why it doesn't work. I need a proof that it doesn't work because it's a different model that tells us building. Okay. Let's try to answer these questions on Rashi. The first question we asked on Rashi, according to Rashi, does it really depend upon her hakpada? Is that really true? You definitely get the impression the answer is yes. Now, let's suppose the first kasha, as well as the first kasha Shmuel and I spoke together, but if she would really reach out her hand and say, it's really not a denial, I really don't mind taking it, would the kedushin be found? I guess you can imagine if it was an unbelievably large kiddush, which would be yes, however, what? Difficult to imagine that. Much more likely, we'll say, this is what the Ramban actually writes, the defense of Rashi, that, generally speaking, maybe we'll suggest a second answer for Rashi, which is, even though she may say, I'm not mafid, you want to know what? We don't believe it. There's no way to believe it. There's no way someone would think absolutely nothing. She could say it, she could scream from today until tomorrow, but halacha says it's a g'nai for her. Even if she seems to, again, try to work in a g'nai, it probably works. An unbelievable. It's surprising. Number two, it's kind of like an umzun das. Even if she says, I don't mind, halacha ignores that. We think it does work for her. We think she is mad, even though she says she's not. She'll regret it later, or even now she doesn't really mean it, she's just saying it. Who knows? We can't imagine her really not being mad. That's probably what Shai would stick with, although there is a third possibility I can think of, and even like more I can hope that it's true, which would be, it could be the Torah imposes its will upon her, even against her own will. Meaning she says, I'm not, says the Torah, we're almost like transforming your das to be mapped, because whatever reason why I mentioned that work, something like that, difficult to imagine. You have to be like a source or allow you to say that. Well, again, it's difficult rational. I'm going to stick with the second shot, which I think is the most likely to be true, although I'm open to all three. I think the second is most likely to be true, which is we don't believe her. And if that's true, you're going to send Ramban who writes, and that's the same thing with Khalifan as well. All Khalifan is a Gnai to her. As long as it's a trade, so she's trading herself with money, something different, for some reason, psychologically or halakhically, whatever it is, it's a lot less troublesome. Argues the Ramban, all Khalifan is a Gnai, no matter if it's a little or if it's a lot. And that's exactly what Rashi means when he writes, the Gnai you love, he'll talk about the little Taras Khalifan. If it's a Gnai, the entire institution is a Gnai. That's what the Ramban probably means when he defends Rashi, but it could be most likely what Rashi has in mind. And therefore, according to Rashi, subjectively, it's all about what she wants or not. And for Khalifan, she would not, we don't think she would. We assume the answer is no. We're being only to her das, only to das, we assume what she means is she doesn't really want it, and she would never really accept it, and therefore that's the way of defending Rashi against the first Kashi Hibble. The first Kashi will be in the Tanya as well. In terms of the second Kashi, I'm not sure, Rashi could argue, why does the Gemara mention it later on opposed to now? I'm not sure how strong of a kasha that is. You could have asked it now, but we asked it later on. It could be that, Shammai is more clear about it. It could be something along that. Now we're talking about Khalifan, and earlier, later on we're talking about Kesa. But what does come out from the interesting, there's a lot of things that Shammai mentions earlier on. How much money does she need? According to Shammai, how much money does she need to be the Kudashas? Adina. According to Rashi, how much does she need? So we're talking about Kodesh Pesach by Shammai. You may be right, but that can be half right. This is where you started with that question. The most can be is half right. Let's make the question differently. We're talking about Kodesh Pesach by Shammai, or we have to go to Shammai. Why should I need Adina, or why should I need Shammai Kodesh Pesach? No, let's start. How do we analyze that for? Which would make more sense? Hey, Shammai, why?
More than
one. Hey, Shammai, you based upon two assumptions. What are the two assumptions for Shammai? Hey, Shammai.
Yolanda Shabina.
Should go up? That's a second assumption. That's not two. Right, question. Number one is it depends upon half of the. And number two, you need. Something substantial, a real amount of money. That's the card that's smart for Beis Shammai, right? In other words, you need A, it depends upon how much money she wants, and how much money does she want? It's substantial. Now, Beis Hillel is going to disagree. He can suggest one of two things. What do he suggest? Either we don't care about Hakkadah, what do we care about? The halachic definition of money. Who analyzes the Machlokes Hillel and Shammai this way? Tosfos, correct. And how would Rashi analyze that book? How does he disagree?
Shammai puts it also considered.
Called Shmeni Nadimah. It's not halakhic, in other words, not particularly. Which sheet the Rashi of Tosfos analyzes this machlok as a fundamental qualitative debate between who Rashi and Tosfos, between Hillel and Shammai? Tosfos. If it does, you should depend upon Hakkadah or halachic transfer of money. According to Rashi, what's the machlokas? Everyone agrees depends upon Hakkadah. The question is a quantitative machlokas, a much more narrow one as to what?
How much?
How much? If I map it out this way, I would say like this. This is how this is Beis Shammai Shita. This is Beis Hillel according to Rashi, and this would be Beis Hillel according to Tosfos. In other words, this side says it's all about Hakkadah, how much, dinar or akruta, but But Tosfos is Beishamai is the most different from all those other sheets, but we believe it doesn't depend on our part of rather the halachic definition of money. Okay. Okay. And to this Shaila, we pass like Beis Hillel, obviously, this machlokas as to whether or not halachically there's such a value for Pachas Mishav HaKuta. Does the Torah recognize Pachas Mishav HaKuta as halachic money or not? What's the answer according to Tosfos? No. What's the answer according to Rashi? Yeah. There are many nachmanis in the Shaila. The Gemara in Sanhedrin writes that you steal from a goy, Pachas Mishav HaKuta, you have to return to him the money. You steal from a Jew, Pachas Mishav HaKuta, you don't have it. That's the Gemara that I am not test in the Sefer Sanhedrin. So the Yad Ramah, Teoshan Sanhedrin, has two different sheets as to why that distinction exists. Why is it if you steal from a Jew, you have to only give back from Sheva Kuta enough? From a God, you have to give even more. Says the Yad Ramah, Midarach ha'olam shekol ha'medakik medakik imimo ve'ein mochel lo, a goy would never be mochel, a Jew. Aval Yisroel rachmanin him u'mochelim al gavrakah. But a Jew, Jews are a lot less stingy, a lot less cheap, they're a lot more rachmanin, and therefore they'd be much more inclined to be mochel pachim shemakutah. A goy is going to be stingy and she return everything. V'yesh l'farish, dekutim, lav b'nei mechilin idhu, when the Gemara says kutim, lav b'nei mechilin idhu, the second shot is the difference between Jews and Goyim over there, Jews and Kutim over there, whatever it is that for Jews, halachically what? What's the second reason why it's only an Isser to steal for a Jew? For Shevkutah, or to return the Jew money for Shevkutah, for Goyim, for Shevkutah, for Shevkutah? It's not, what is the technical reason? Jews are Mochel, Garmin, not Mochel. Okay. What's the second one? That's the best of the idea. What's the second shot? It could be. Halachic definition of theft for a Jew depends upon the halachic definition of money for a Jew, which is Shevakruta. But for Goyim, what's the halachic definition of money? Any amount of money at all. And therefore, why do you have to return to Jew from a Shevakruta enough? Because one option is because they're right, exactly, because the halachic definition of keset is only from Sheva Kutinah, Mashiach came by a god. If this is correct, which way would you expect Rashi and Sanhedrin to write? What would you expect Rashi and Sanhedrin to say? Like the first day or like the second day of the Yad Ramah? Would you expect it to say it's a technical halacha of being mochel, or is it a fundamental halacha about the halachic shabiyut of money? What would you expect Rashi to say? What? Technical, take a look at the Rashi. Rashi says as follows: Mishum delav b'nei mechila nidu she'af yisrael etzavu al gezel aval pachim sherevu de'ein nichshav gezel be'einayhem she'ovrim al midasan she'rachmanim heim u'mochim al davar kal aval b'nei noach achzorim. What does Rashi say? Exactly that. Why is that beautiful? Is Rashi? The Shitazah. Rashi, who believes the definition of Sherekuta only has halachic value subjectively, but give it value. According to Tosfos, it's like the second day of the Yad Ramah, who believes halachically there's no value less than Sherekuta. The Machan Ephraim has a few nafkaminis to the Shaila. The Machan Ephraim has nafkaminis like this. He says, number one, let's say you steal from a Cheresh to the Kotah, who have no koach to be mocha. They have no das to be mocha. So what would it be? According to Tosfos and the second day of Yad Ramah, what would it be? You'd still be puzzled, because why? Because it's not halachic money. But according to Rashi, in the first day of Yad Ramah, who believed it all depended upon subjectively as to whether or not they were mochel, so what would you suggest? They can't be mochel, so therefore, you would have to return it. Similarly, now in any other case, similar, not only just Chereshet Zekotet, but maybe someone who doesn't know, could you assume there's Mechila or not? Maybe that's a relevant factor. Again, if it's not halachic money, you don't begin to talk about it. But if it's a din of mechila, could you assume they have mechila or not?
Good question. Maybe that was a din.
Or let's say they're standing up and they're screaming, I'm not mochel, I'm not mochel, I'm not one of the standard Jews. I want my, you know, pachim shav bruta back. Won't that halacha be there? Mechart's an asking either as well. If you believe halachically it's not money, then you don't have to return it. There's nothing to talk about. But if it's because you can assume they're mochel and they're calling out loud, I'm not mochel, then what? Arguably not. They're achron medayis in the Rambam, and if you're tukineva, pachim shav bruta, it's not nisukineva. Maybe some other isurah, but it's not nisukineva. If the Rambam believes also that less charputa is not halachic money, maybe some other issue, but not halachic geneva, again, it's a major discussion to be shown. Why charputa? Is it subjective? That's what people give. Who gave charputa its shear? Was it a Torah given shear objectively that halacha doesn't recognize any value less than that halachic money? Or is it subjective? That's what people seem to give, you know, halachic importance. They would give different, potentially room for a difference. Quickly, one, two, and I really have a lot more to do. I'm not trying to get to fish, but we'll do a little bit. Yeah. Is goyim or subjectively achzorim payment Rashi question, while Jews are much more rachmanim. In other words, it's based upon the material. Yeah. Yeah. You do gineva, the pachas b'sharav buta, you probably have nisim, but if not nisim gineva, you probably would not have to give back kefa. No, of course, I would assume. That's a good question. Are you over, again, the Gemara that had you spoken, you stole from God, you have to return it. What is it, in other words, that may not be if you violated the Isser or not, maybe, I mean, could be you violated the Isser, would it be capable or not? I can imagine, again, if you believe that it's not halakhic money, you can't, of course, it's not the Isser name, but there would be no case, no? Potentially, yeah, it could be an opinion. If you believe subjectively that halacha, you don't give money. Most people are mocha. And this guy's not gonna have mocha. And you did geneva, so you have to pay him back. You know, okay, good. Make sense and fun. I'd want to look into more carefully before I, you know, make sure I didn't miss anything or other people who say it. Okay, like that. There's one more kash we didn't answer on Rashi over here, which is according to Rashi. How do you read the Gemara? You know, what about shtarin and shtarin chazak? According to Rashi, doesn't kicha misneyafron teach us shtar and chazak as well? That's a good question. Doesn't the Gdera Shava only teach us kesef and things of that sort, of similar nature? So one can answer, the truth is, one could maybe come up with some creative answers. I'm not sure which is an answer. Maybe we'll say, you know, it's a good cash, I'm not sure. I want to suggest the following. I'm not sure. It could be there's more than one way to answer this question. No, there's a much more one way to answer this question. I'd like to make the following suggestion. I'm not sure if the only method is a good one. Yeah, what?
According to Rashi, it's totally based on this. Unless you get about what it is. There's something like Shtar and something like Sophia. Something more hush. It's like Festival.
Shtar and Sadaka or what?
Or something.
Again, why does the Zer Shava work for Kesher and Khalif and not for Shtar and Chazaka?
Oh, for Rashi, why doesn't it work for Shtar and
Chazaka? Yeah, that's what Kesher 3 and 4. According to the way Rashi read the Gemara, Chazaka and Shtar should really work for the Zer Shava. It should be great. If it's all the ways of Kinyan and Kesef, it should carry out fully. Why is it only Kesher and Khalif?
Because
they do Shtar. What? You do Shtar in Chazaka and Karka as well. Whatever Chazaka and Ish is, I don't know, but whatever it is, whatever Tosa had in mind when he said it worked, maybe Shtar I know it is. So maybe you can somehow figure out how the Gzer Shava includes Kesef and Khalifa and Banach and Shtar and Chazaka for whatever reason why. I'm not sure you have to figure out quantitatively Shtar and Chazaka. I don't know exactly which, I'm not sure. That's why you could try to pull off a move like that. That's what the ritual was trying to do, but maybe. Alternatively, maybe one could suggest that Rashi really agrees with Tosfos that the Chazaka, the Gzera Shava never ever included, was intended to include Chazaka or. Again, maybe one could say that the Gzera Shava does include Shtar and Chazaka, but get out of the problem somehow. But one could say, like Tosfos, the Gzera Shava never really included Shtar and Chazaka. All it included was Kesef. I would have Khalifan. So Khalifan is what?
Part of
Kesef. I know according to Tosfos that what? That Chalipin is not Kasef. What's the proof? That it works for Papa Shemar proof. And Papa Shemar proof that works for Chalipin doesn't work for Kasef. According to Tosfos, that's a really good proof. Because Tosfos Lishitaso holds that the reason why Kasef works is because why? Halachic definition of Kesef requires Shem Akruta. So if Chalipin is less than a Shem Akruta, then what? Then it has to be different from Kesef, because fundamentally it can't work on Chalipin Shem Akruta, because Chalipin Shem Akruta by definition is a Kesef. And if Chalipin works with Chalipin Shem Akruta, it can't be Kesef, because it works with Chalipin Shem Akruta, because that Kesef must become totally different. However, according to Rashi, where there's not objective standards, there aren't definitive categories of what Shemakuta halakhically needs. Rather, it's about the subjectivity of it. It's about Kavu Shemakuta doesn't work because women won't take it. If they would, maybe it's not, it would work. But maybe we don't believe them. Because the Torah imposes it three times, as I mentioned earlier on. But you see from Sanhedrin that Kavu Shemakuta may have a lot of value. For example, the Machanet Ryan's not going to need it. That if they say, hey, we're not mobile, you gotta give it back. You see, according to Rashi, Kavanah Kruta halachically is Kesef. And therefore, there's no major fundamental difference between Kesef and Chalipin. Just because Kesef doesn't work with Shemakruta, Kavanah Kruta, and Chalipin does, what's the answer? Maybe Rashi can make it less of a fundamental difference. I mean, that's explained the difference. Maybe according to Rashi, maybe you could suggest, according to Rashi, how much you can use, that Chalipin is a subcategory of Kesef being the Matzah. In other words, Tosfos and Havu means that Chalipin is a subcategory of Kesef being the Matzah. I thought about that last this morning, but I lost that sentence, actually. I'd like to have a reason to answer this, but no, I'll show you the reason in a second. But the reason is, maybe, because Kesef is a subcategory of Chalipin. Sorry, Chalipin is a subcategory of Kesef. Chalipin works the exact same way as Kesef does. If this is correct, what major problem have I solved? The Gzereshava problem. Why is it that Kesef and Chalipin both work well? Shtar and Kesef. No, the answer is, it is just exactly. Maybe that ain't really nice. That could be true. That could be true. That's the reason why you want to pick this type of mahala. That Chalipin, according to Rashi, is on some category of Kesef. Why would you want to say it's not? There's a little bit of an obstacle to overcome by suggesting it's not part of Kesef, which is. Still, at the end of the day, does Chalipin work for less than Shemar Kruta? The answer is what? Yes. But does Kesef work for less than Kruta? No. Why might, it's a little bit of a problem, how do you get around that difference? Why does Chalipin work for less than Shemar Kruta but not Kesef? What makes more sense offhand? Like that Kesef doesn't work for Shemar Kruta, or that Chalipin does work for less than Shemar Kruta? Again, we want to figure out according to Rashi why Kesef works for less than Shemar Kruta for Chalipin in terms of Kinyan in general, not for Isha, but for Kinyan in general, but not like Kesef doesn't. Why would there be a discrepancy? Why would there be a difference? The answer is what? It depends. It could go that way, but it may depend upon if it's an article of the same, if it's a similar nature, whatever the nature is. I thought it would depend upon the whole thing, which Kesef and Chalipin both depend upon, which is Hakfada. For whatever reason why, people don't mind trading, what? Don't mind trading Chalipin less than Shemar Kruta, but they do mind taking Kesef of less than Shemar Kruta. If they wouldn't mind taking Kesef of less than Shemar Kruta, then what? It wouldn't have to work. There is no fundamental difference. Fundamentally, they're the same. If there's a difference, it's basically everything's based upon subjectivity, and you see it, what people want in general, maybe one can argue. When it comes to the most classic Kinyanim, Chalipin does work for Shemar Kruta, because why? People don't mind. At the end of the day, the reason why they're doing a Chalipin is not because they want the halachic shavuot of it. They're picking up a handkerchief because they want to make a halachic kinyan. But it is taka haflof, it is taka trait. According to, that's why they would allow for Chalipin. That's why you have to put Kavu Shemakuta. When it comes to Kesef, you wouldn't allow for it because people in the Torah want the halachic, you know, a value, and therefore, potentially the test wouldn't work. Again, Lechora, the person would stretch it, you know, open up his mind and say, hey, I want to commit test up on this karka for less than a puta. Again, maybe it would even work, potentially, if we believe the guy or not, because theoretically, maybe even halachically, it's at least possible. And therefore, what we saw over here was, number one, two different ways to read the Gemara, whether it's a simon or a sibah. What's the Gemara asking? What's the Gemara answering? The Gemara asks, why doesn't chalipin work for kedushin? The Gemara either gives a reason why it doesn't, which is women will never be masking themselves over that way, that's how Rashi learns, or the Gemara is saying it's not halachic testing, therefore there's no makor like those things. One thing is how to read the Gemara. An outcome to that, a matter of ramification, that is whether or not there's a girsa of nafsha or not. Another major difference that comes out of that, or at least is coupled with that, works side by side with that, is as to whether or not halachically there's any value to less than chenachuta. According to Rashi, there is value to it, but she's not machnas nafsha. According to Tosafot, halachically, fundamentally, there's no value to keseh. That machlokas manifests itself in 2 days in the Yad Ramah, as well as Rashi and Sanhedrin and Dr. Tess, when it comes to explaining why, when you steal from a Jew, you only have to return back Shemakut enough, and for a guy, even less. We saw, and according, right? And is it because halachically you never did to have to spend money? You don't have to return it because you didn't steal it, because you did steal, but he's Mokel. Lamai Nafmina, if he would be Mokel, we did some formulation to that, the Machanech Rayo offers. And lastly, what is the relationship between Keseth and Chalipin? According to Rashi, the Havamin is that Keseth is Chalipin, Kamash Malan, by virtue of the fact that one works Pachim Shaput and one doesn't. But you see from here that they're fundamentally different. According to Rashi, just because one works Shaput and one doesn't, the whole thing is subjective and dependent on the Tzitz and what people mean to say anyway. Arguably, they can fundamentally be the same, but for whatever technical societal reasons, people don't mind doing Chalipin with less than Shavuta, but do mind doing Keseth with less than Shavuta, that could explain the difference. And therefore, again, it could be, according to Rashi, Chalipin and Keseth are fundamentally the same, or according to Tosafot, they're fundamentally different. One second. One more left on the Kuda. Yeah? We'll make it down from the Kuda line. Okay, the Gemara writes that Shav Kesef is the Kesef, we have a tradition. And then if you're mechanizing with money itself, that for sure works. But I've never been under the footprint and a guy can get $1,000 in the Tunisia. Every wedding I've been to would be mechanizing with my bay with a ring. That's not real Kesef. But the Mishnah writes that Shav Kesef is the Kesef. Shachter is the one who really likes to say that maybe three places in Shach or Shavu Kesef is not effective. Most places it is. Okay, where one was Mike Machine. You can only hold the Mike Machine as a Kesef itself, not onto Shavu Kesef. One may be like, one was maybe Tim Zaben. You can only hold it as a Kesef, actual Kesef, not Shavu Kesef. But anyway, sure on that. Think about it later. Anyway, the thing is Shavu Kesef is the Kesef. So how do you know that? There's actually a machlokas post-post and the Rajba and the Abbas of an Al. Says the Rajba is the Svara, and the post was the Magdair Sakasa. How do you know that Shabbat Kesef is the Kesef, like when the Kashmir Kesef is based upon Magdair Sakasa? Says the Rajba, what's the Kashmir Kesef is certainly to attach with Shabbat Kesef, things that are equal value to Kesef. Anything that has value, you can be the Kashmir. According to the post, no. There's a special Deir Sakasa, because there's a whole 15-line code trying to figure out the source and how it works, and one source, two sources, that whole thing. At the end of the day, it boils down to Deir Sakasa, but what did Deir Sakasa do to leave out the one who went to do this? You guys not working? Yes, yeah, you guys? Yes? Yeah. 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 Okay. What time is it not working? It could be. What time is it not working? Is what?
Rash before you fly home like Rash and the fact that it's and that Shavu Kesef in some ways is considered more
harsh. Yeah, you said that. I'm going to catch up to you. There's a major machlokas that Simanim has as to how can you how can that work. The Shulchan Aruch writes as follows: that if let's say I want to sell Reuben a bunch of land, I sell let's say 100 acres of land, or let's say I have $1 million. Let's say 100 acres, I don't lay down. Let's say I give him $1. The Shulchan Aruch writes, yeah, I was cohen of the land already. I gave him $1. So the Taz, if I'm not mistaken, right? The Taz, right? I think that's right. The Shulchan Aruch writes that it works. The Taz explains that the case is in the halva. I gave Dubin, I owe $1 million, I gave him $1. The other $999,999 is a halva, but it's I gave him all the money now, and he gave it back, and halva, eventually I'll pay him back. That's the Taz right. The only way that the Kini gets it to work if I didn't give him all the money is presumably a halva. Says the Tma, it's incorrect. You totally misunderstood how Kini gets it works. It's not a halva, it fundamentally works. After all, look around by Kedusha, by Isha. It works with the Shema Kuta automatically. The Chorus is not looking. How does the Kedusha work? According to this time, it's the Shabi. When I give you money, what makes it mine? It's the purchasing power of money that triggers the giving. And therefore, I got to give him all that purchasing power. If I only gave him $1, it must have been a halva in the rest. But I gave, in other words, because it's the purchasing power of money. The power drives the money, it's the value of money that triggers the giving. That's the svara of the Taz, the Shav being used. According to the Sma, it's a halakhic formal kinyan. Just like in American law, not really, if I sign a document, you're almost like a handshake, there's no backing out of a handshake. You shook out. It could be when you give over money, halakhically, it's not the purchasing power of money that's triggered the thing, but rather there's a formal halakhic act which the Torah defines as a thing called giving over money. Why? I don't know. I have to think about why to figure it out, but it's not a random act. But the Torah defines giving over money as a halakhic act. We'll call it Kesef Kinyan. It's a halakhic thing. Many people think that this machlokas is small, that has it the exact same thing as machlokas posted in the Rashba. Why? According to the Rashba, what's the svara? If Kesef works, then Shabbat Kesef works because the only reason why Kesef works is because it has value. So you know what else has value? Shabbat Kesef. However, according to Tosfos, it's a halachic formal thing. So if you want to extend the halachic kinyan from what? From Kesef to what? To other things, to Shabbat Kesef. You can't do it with svara. What do you need to do it? You need to have a zeres hakadosh to do it. The Torah teaches me for kesef. How do I extend it to something else? You need a special zeres hakadosh. And if you look, the lashon of Tosfos, the Shabbat Kesef, kesef, the Rashba's love, lashon is Shabbat Kesef, bichlal Kesef. In other words, textually, this is Shabbat Kesef, kesef. This is bichlal Kesef. You know the difference? Kesef means it's similar to Kesef. When it says a gun, for the rabbi, it's not much the same thing. The Shmuel wants to say, if this machlokas is true, this may even link up to the machlokas Rashi and Tosfos as well. Tosfos, Lishi Pasa, would say what? That halachically what? The reason why Kesef works is because it's a halachic entity. The Torah says, if you want Kesef to work, there's a special designation. How does Kesef work? The Torah defines it as a magic trick that works. If that's true, how much of it do you need? Whatever the Torah defines. I.e., Shabbat Kesef. However, if you believe it's not a halachic magic entity that triggers the kinyan, but rather what? It's the purchasing power that determines the kinyan. So what should that depend upon? Whether or not the person who's getting the money wants it or not. It should be exactly how like this. Big payday. And therefore, it could be this machlokas, the Rashba and Tosfos. may link up with the Tzimon Tag, maybe the exact machlokes that Rashi posts, folks, regarding whether or not Pachas Meshevet Kut is halachic money or not. According to Rashi, it's all about the pay to Tolly Milk. Do I value it or not? According to Tosfos, the Torah defines halachically what a kedushin is, what a kinyan is, what can you cast up in, do the halachic formula. What do I do it with? The answer is a special derech kasuv of something that halachically is defined as money opposed to what people want. Tosfos has the objective side, the halachic composed perspective of this whole sugya, and according to Rashi, it's much more about what the person wants subjectively, is he interested in it or not. Okay, Mr. Shem, we'll have another.